This is Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today. Coming up in January, Peter White Public Library has some events for you, and some of them are in connection with Martin Luther King Jr. Day and also with the inauguration. And to talk about that, our guest today is Marty Ackitz. He's the Adult Programming Coordinator at the Peter White. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Kurt. I really enjoy talking with you anytime.
Absolutely. Same here. So starting off, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Monday, January 18th, coming up in 2021. Tell us what the library has planned around MLK Day.
Well, you know, I really wanted to do something special to commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I contacted a musician, Michael Waite, and probably every single one of your listeners knows Michael Waite. And I asked him if he would be willing to do a concert of music that was centered around and came out of the civil rights movement. And he was really excited to do that with that idea. So he's going to be doing a concert on Sunday, January 17th at 7 p.m. It'll be a live stream concert of music connected with the civil rights movement.
Super. And he's been pretty prolific lately with doing a lot of concerts online, so he's well seasoned at this point in doing those kind of events. So he'll be, I think, a good musician to tap for celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement that way. So that's the Sunday before, January 17th, part of Peter White Public Library's celebrations and events in the month of January. And also in January, a day that many of us, I think, are looking towards for some change in some other respects in our country, the inauguration day of Joe Biden is Wednesday, January 20th. What is the library planning around inauguration day?
Well, you know, there's been a tradition, at least with Democratic presidents coming in, of them inviting poets to read at their inauguration. And I thought there wouldn't be a really better way of sort of commemorating Inauguration Day by having local poets and some nationally known poets read all of the inauguration poems that have been read at presidential inaugurations. There have been five of them. The poets that have read at presidential inaugurations have been Robert Frost, Maya Angelou, Miller Williams, Elizabeth Alexander, and Richard Blanco. And so I've contacted several poets who are going to be reading, some that are local, like Janine Rastel, who runs the Marquette Poet Circle, but I also have Dennis Hinrichsen, who was the Greater Lansing area. He was the inaugural poet laureate of the Greater Lansing area. And they're going to be reading those inauguration poems. I'm really excited about that. And that's going to be the day before the inauguration, because we don't want to take away from people's time if they want to watch the inauguration festivities on Wednesday the 20th. We didn't want to take away from that. So we're going to do that the day before, sort of as a a pregame show, maybe. And it's going to be at 7 p.m. on January 19th. And that's going to be a Zoom reading. So you can go to the Peter White events page and find all the information about how to connect into that.
Super. So kind of planning the pre-celebrations or pre-meditation, so to speak, for Inauguration Day, the day before Inauguration Day, Tuesday, January 19th, with lots of poetry revolving around inaugurations on that day as a Zoom event. I'm speaking with Marty Ackitz, by the way, from the Peter White Public Library. He's the Adult Programming Coordinator there. And I hear that's not it, though, for January. There's some other events planned with Peter White throughout this coming month.
Oh, yeah, we have quite a few things. You know, we're starting off January with a brand new monthly series. It's going to be with Scott Stoblar from the Marquette Astronomical Society, and the program is going to be called, this program series is going to be called What's Up, And on the first Tuesday of every month, Scott's going to be doing sort of an overview of what you can expect to see in the skies of the UP during the entire month. So the first one is going to be on Tuesday, January 5th at 7 p.m., and it's going to be via Zoom. Hopefully when it gets a little warmer and we're able to go outside and maybe things calm down with the pandemic, we'll be outside in the parking lot of Peter White with some telescopes. But right now we're going to stick to the Zoom, and Scott's going to be giving us a sort of an overview of what's going to be happening celestially in the UP. And then we also have a couple authors coming in for the Authors Reading Virtually series. The first one is going to be Megan Alpert. She's a poet and novelist, and she was actually received a Marquette Chamber residency in artist 2 years ago. And when she was here, she worked on these poems, and she just released this book of poems called The Animal at Your Side. And she's going to be joining us on Wednesday, January 13th at 7 p.m. via Zoom to read from that collection of poems that some of them were actually written on and worked on here in Marquette. So that's really exciting. And then at the end of the month, we're going to have Tyler Tischler, who's going to be doing a reading from presentation from his new book about Cabagam, the chief, the legend, the man. He's going to be talking about that book that he just published, and that's going to be on January 27th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Unfortunately, all these things are via Zoom. Hopefully, we'll be getting away from that in a little while. But and then we have our monthly Joy of Yoga series. That takes place this coming January 20th. So that'll be on Inauguration Day. If you want to relax after watching the presidential inauguration, you can join us for the Joy of Yoga on January 20th via Zoom at 7 p.m. And then one of the last things that I want to talk about, and I know that we're going to hopefully get to Dory, who's going to be running this program for us, but we're starting a new series called Great Discussions. And it's bringing the Foreign Policy Association's popular World Affair program, Great Discussions, to the Upper Peninsula, where we get a group of people together to talk about various global issues. I got a list of these issues just a really fascinating list of topics here. The first one is going to be the global supply chains and national security. We're going to have other things like the Persian Gulf security, struggles over the melting Arctic, all kinds of things. And that's a series where you don't really have to be an expert to take part in it. We just want people to come together. There's going to be presenters. There's going to be videos. People can watch that, and we can discuss these really important issues that affect everybody globally. And we sort of live in isolation here in the UP, or it feels like we do. And so this program hopefully is going to help people feel a part of a more global community. And that's going to be starting on the last Tuesday in January. That's going to be January 26th at 6 p.m. So, even though we're sort of disconnected because we can't get together, I think that Peter White is, we're trying to do a really good job of keeping people connected and engaged.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like there's a combination of events that will drill down into local UP matters and go all the way up to worldwide. So that's a nice swath of events coming up for the month of January. You can look up to the skies, you can look out into the world for some bigger issues and lots more. And how can people get involved, or maybe mark these on their calendar, or find all this information?
Well, you know, they can always go to the Peter White's Facebook events page. All that information will be on there. But they can also go just to the Peter White Public Library information page and check out the calendar and find out the dates and everything for that. Or if they want to, they can always give me a call at the library. Just call, ask for the adult programming coordinator, Marty, and I will get that information, and I will give you a call and answer any questions that anybody needs for that.
Well, wonderful, and thank you so much for telling all of us about the events coming up in January at Peter White. Our guest is Marty Akitz. He is the adult programming coordinator at the Peter White, and talking about events coming up in January involving Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the inauguration, plus so much more. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Kurt. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.